Finding balance. Taking care of your mind and life. Life nowadays can feel like a never-ending rush, with work and personal commitments constantly vying for our attention. This can leave us feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. But don't worry, in this guide, we're here to help you learn how to look after your mental well-being and find that sweet balance. Let's dive into some practical ways to take care of yourself, manage stress, and create a more harmonious life. What exactly is work-life balance? The idea of work-life balance might sound like a fancy concept, but in reality, it's about finding a way to distribute your time and energy in a way that lets you enjoy both your work and your life outside of work. Imagine your time and energy as precious resources, similar to money. Just as you wouldn't spend all your money in one place, it's important not to invest all your time and energy solely in your job. Work-life balance is like creating a budget for your time and energy. It means recognizing that your personal life matters just as much as your work and finding ways to allocate your resources in a way that feels satisfying and fulfilling. Now, when you hear the term, work-life balance, what comes to mind? Is it the image of a perfectly divided pie chart, or does it feel like an elusive goal that's hard to achieve? Many people struggle with this concept because the demands of work and personal life can often blur together. But fear not. Finding a balance that works for you doesn't mean everything has to be equal. It's about finding a blend that suits your individual needs and priorities. Why does work-life balance matter, you ask? Well, think of it as a recipe for better well-being. Just like you need a mix of ingredients to make a delicious dish, you need a mix of work and personal time to live a fulfilling life. When your life is all work and no play, you might start to feel stressed, burned out, and disconnected from the things that make you happy. On the other hand, neglecting your job responsibilities could lead to financial strain and professional dissatisfaction. Striking a balance helps you stay mentally and emotionally healthy while also being productive and successful. In the end, work-life balance isn't about achieving perfection, it's about creating a rhythm that allows you to thrive in all areas of your life. It's about finding ways to enjoy your work while making time for the people and activities that bring you joy. So, whether you're a busy professional, a parent, or someone with a range of responsibilities, remember that finding balance is an ongoing journey. It's a journey that helps you take care of yourself, nurture your relationships, and ultimately lead a happier and more meaningful life. Putting yourself first and why it matters. In the midst of our hectic lives, it's easy to fall into the trap of putting others' needs ahead of our own. But here's the truth. Putting yourself first isn't selfish, it's a necessary act of self-care. Just like a car needs fuel to run smoothly, you need to refuel your own well-being to navigate life effectively. Think of it as the oxygen mask rule on an airplane: you have to put yours on first before helping others. When you prioritize self-care, you're essentially investing in your physical, mental, and emotional health. It's like charging your batteries so that you have the energy and strength to face whatever challenges come your way. Imagine trying to run a marathon on an empty stomach, it wouldn't end well. Similarly, neglecting your own needs and desires can lead to burnout, stress, and a general feeling of being overwhelmed. So, let's talk about you. Do you make time for yourself to unwind, relax, and do things that bring you joy? It's not about waiting until you're on the verge of exhaustion to take a break. Instead, it's about incorporating regular moments of self-care into your routine. Whether it's reading a book, taking a leisurely walk, indulging in a hobby, or simply enjoying a cup of tea, these seemingly small actions have a big impact on your well-being. Related post. Put yourself first. Prioritize self-care in a busy schedule. Here's a simple truth. When you prioritize self-care, you're signaling to yourself that you matter. It's a way of showing self-respect and self-love. And when you feel good about yourself, you radiate positivity, which not only benefits you but also those around you. Remember, you're not a machine, you're a human being with emotions, needs, and desires. Embracing self-care isn't an indulgence, it's an essential component of leading a balanced and fulfilling life. When you take care of yourself, you're not only nurturing your own well-being but also enhancing your ability to support and care for others. It's like filling up your cup so that you can pour from it without ever running dry. So, make a commitment to yourself. Carve out time in your busy schedule for self-care activities that bring you happiness and relaxation. When you make yourself a priority, you're setting the foundation for a healthier, happier, and more resilient you. How to deal with stress? Let's face it, stress is an inevitable part of life, especially when we're juggling work, family, and personal obligations. But the good news is that we can learn how to manage stress in a more constructive and healthy way. Think of stress as a bumpy road. While you can't avoid the bumps, you can learn how to navigate them without damaging your vehicle, aka your well-being. Now, let's take a moment to reflect. How do you usually handle stress? Do you find yourself becoming easily overwhelmed, or do you have effective strategies to keep your cool? Whether you're a stress pro or someone who's still figuring it out, we've got some simple techniques that can help you sail through rough waters with greater ease. First and foremost, remember to breathe. It sounds so basic, yet it's incredibly powerful. When stress hits, our breathing often becomes shallow and rapid, which only adds to our anxiety. Instead, try taking slow, deep breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, allowing your abdomen to rise, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple act triggers your body's relaxation response, helping to calm your mind and ease tension. Another helpful strategy is to break tasks into smaller steps. When we're stressed, big tasks can feel overwhelming. But when you break them down into bite-sized pieces, they suddenly become more manageable. It's like eating a big pizza. One slice at a time is much easier than trying to devour the whole pie in one go. Create a to-do list and tackle one task at a time. As you check off each item, you'll feel a sense of accomplishment that can help reduce stress. Speaking of lists, let's talk about prioritizing. Sometimes stress is born out of feeling like we have a million things to do and not enough time to do them. Take a moment to assess what truly needs your attention right away and what can wait. Focus on what's important and let go of the rest. Remember, you're only human, and there's only so much you can do in a day. If you're looking for a quick and effective way to manage stress in the moment, consider practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness involves staying present in the here and now, rather than getting caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. Take a few minutes to sit quietly, pay attention to your breath, and notice your surroundings. This simple practice can help reduce stress and improve your overall sense of well-being. Remember, stress is a natural response, but how we handle it makes all the difference. By incorporating these simple techniques, deep breathing, breaking tasks into smaller steps, prioritizing, and practicing mindfulness, you're giving yourself the tools to navigate stress with greater resilience and calmness. It's like having a compass that guides you through stormy seas, helping you arrive at your destination with your well-being intact. Setting boundaries and learning to say no. Picture this. Your time and energy are precious resources, much like the treasures you'd safeguard in a vault. Just as you wouldn't leave your valuables vulnerable to theft, you shouldn't leave your time and energy susceptible to being drained by countless demands. That's where setting boundaries comes into play. It's like installing locks on your vault to ensure that only the most valuable and deserving things have access. So, what are boundaries, exactly? Boundaries are like personal guidelines that define what's acceptable and what's not in terms of your time, energy, and well-being. They help you create a clear line between what you can manage comfortably and what would cause stress or overwhelm. For instance, if your workday ends at 6 p.m. and you usually find yourself working late, setting a boundary means leaving your desk at the designated time to recharge and spend quality time with loved ones. Now, let's talk about the art of saying no. Saying no doesn't mean being rude or dismissive. It's a way of respecting your own limits and making sure you're not overextending yourself. Many of us have the tendency to say yes to everything, even when we're already juggling a load of responsibilities. Sound familiar? The result can be burnout, frustration, and a serious lack of personal time. Learning to say no requires practice, but it's a skill worth honing. When you're faced with a request or commitment, pause for a moment. Consider whether it aligns with your priorities and whether you genuinely have the time and energy to take it on. If it doesn't feel right or would stretch you too thin, it's perfectly acceptable to decline politely. You can say something like, "I appreciate the opportunity, but I'm currently focused on other commitments." Remember, saying no is a sign of strength, not weakness. By setting boundaries and mastering the art of saying no, you're taking control of your time and energy. You're creating a space where you can thrive without feeling overwhelmed by external pressures. Boundaries empower you to allocate your resources wisely and ensure that you have ample room for self-care, personal pursuits, and quality time with those who matter most. Flexibility and adapting to change. Think of flexibility as a mental and emotional rubber band. When pulled, a rigid rubber band might snap, but a flexible one can stretch and bounce back. Similarly, in the face of change, being flexible means being open to new possibilities, adjusting your plans, and finding creative solutions. Instead of dwelling on what didn't go as planned, you can focus on what you can do to make the best of the situation. Flexibility is closely tied to our mindset. Embracing change as an opportunity for growth rather than a setback can make a world of difference. For example, let's say your workplace implements a new software system. Instead of resisting the change and feeling overwhelmed, you can approach it with curiosity and a willingness to learn. This shift in perspective can help you adapt more smoothly and even discover new skills along the way. Adapting to change isn't about pretending that challenges don't exist, it's about acknowledging them and finding ways to navigate them with resilience. Think about a palm tree during a storm, it bends with the wind to avoid breaking. Similarly, by staying flexible, you're safeguarding your mental and emotional well-being. Instead of letting unexpected changes knock you off balance, you're equipped to ride the waves with grace. One helpful strategy in cultivating flexibility is practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness involves being fully present in the moment, without judgment. When faced with change, pause and take a deep breath. Ask yourself, "What can I learn from this situation?" or "How can I adapt to make the best of it?" By doing so, you're shifting your focus from the problem to the solution, which can help ease feelings of stress and anxiety. Final thoughts. As we wrap up our journey through finding balance and taking care of our well-being, remember that you have the power to make positive changes in your life. By understanding work-life balance, making time for yourself, managing stress, setting limits, and staying flexible, you can create a happier and healthier life. Share your own tips for finding balance and feeling good. Together, we can support each other in living our best lives.